So words of targhib would mean that we encourage and we say mashallah, subhanallah, etc. inshallah. So brothers, tonight is our young aspirant qurra, their night inshallah. And so let's give them their full due, and in fact in that way we are giving due to the Quran. Those people who are of the Quran, they are regarded as ahlullahi wa khasatu, the special people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the VIP of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's treat them with that type of VIP, inshallah, hospitality, or not hospitality, but that kind of, give them VIP treatment to inshallah. So quickly, alhamdulillah, brothers, as we know that we have this Ahlul Quran initiative, and the Ahlul Quran initiative is alhamdulillah one which has been guided and founded by our Qari Sadiq Amin, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him, and where in fact because of his passion for the Quran, alhamdulillah, he has started this initiative for just over a year, and alhamdulillah it has proved its fruits, it has shown its fruits also, and alhamdulillah this is an amazing program for any person who is the hafiz of the Quran already to join into on Mondays and on Tuesdays, alhamdulillah, and days might change also over time. And alhamdulillah, it's also being, hopefully, inshallah, if this idea or this particular initiative is going to be exported throughout the country too, inshallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it. So inshallah, brothers, this is an important factor. We have many rights of the Quran upon us. And just to start off, we mentioned this last week, the very primary right is to learn to read the Quran. And after we have learned to read the Quran, so that means we learned the qaida, we learned the alif, ba, ta, tha, the haraka, fatha, dhamma, kasra, zabar, zair, pesh, etc. The next step thereafter, my respected Alizim brothers, is actually to learn to read the Quran correctly. In other words, to perfect our reading, to get our reading to that point where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed us, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. So by articulating every letter correctly, like Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, تَجْوِيدُ الْحُرُوفُ وَمَعْرِفَةُ الْوُقُوفُ, to read the Quran in such a way that every letter is read from its correct point of articulation, and every pause and every stop is carried out in its perfect way, or in the way that was actually taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then thereafter by the Mahirin and the Mahara of the Quran. So alhamdulillah, this is that initiative, and alhamdulillah, like I said, it has proven its fruits, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to allow its fruits to expand, inshallah. So now, with not much ado, inshallah, we're going to begin, and for that, we're going to call upon our first reciter, inshallah. So for that, inshallah, we'll call upon first Hudhayfa Zubair, inshallah, who will offer us a rendition of the Quran, inshallah.
الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد أخزيته وما للظالمين من أنصار ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, absolutely beautiful. The verses that our Hudhayfa read are those verses that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read every morning when he would wake up for tahajjud sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these are the verses which tell us to look at the creation, the heavens and the earth, and to ponder over it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept Hudhayfa. Alhamdulillah, Hudhayfa has like almost set a standard in the class. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept him. Brothers, if we can request our brother, by Zubair sir, no videos, and you better delete that, inshallah. Otherwise, you'll be on police file. So inshallah, next inshallah we'll call upon Saad Mahmood, inshallah. Saad Mahmood.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم واشكروا لله إن كنتم إياه تعبدون إنما حرم عليكم الميتة والدم ولحم الخنزير وما أهل به لغير الله فمن اضطر غير باغ ولا عاد فلا إثم عليه إن الله غفور رحيم إن الذين يكتمون ما أنزل الله من الكتاب ويشترون به ثمنا قليلا أولئك ما يأكلون في بطونهم إلا النار ولا يكلمهم الله يوم القيامة ولا يزكيهم ولهم عذاب أليم صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, excellent read. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept Sa'ad. And Hudhayfa was actually, he's in Qari Sahib's class. Sa'ad is in Hafiz Hassan's class, inshallah. Next we'll be calling upon, inshallah, Binyamin Sayyid, inshallah. And Binyamin Sayyid is part of the Maktab class, and inshallah, dynamite comes in small packages.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
It was absolutely awesome. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept Binyamin. Binyamin is the product of our Mu'allima Fawzia. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all her efforts. And her mother is very ill and she has gone back. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her mother complete shifa, inshallah. And he's also the product of our Mu'allim Umar, alhamdulillah. Mu'allim Umar has been behind him at all times. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept Mu'allim Umar's efforts. And of course, most importantly, his parents who have been behind. Binyamin is of course following in the footsteps of his brother Isa, who alhamdulillah has said many a times before to me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. Next we are going to call upon Azim Muhammad who's from Maulana Shamsul Islam's class, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والسماء ذات البروج واليوم الموعود وشاهد ومشهود قتل أصحاب الأخدود النار ذات الوقود إذ هم عليها قعود وهم على ما يفعلون بالمؤمنين شهود وما نقموا منهم إلا أن يؤمنوا بالله العزيز الحميد الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض والله على كل شيء شهيد إن الذين فتنوا المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثم لم يتوبوا فلهم عذاب جهنم ولهم عذاب الحريق إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أن لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ذلك الفوز الكبير إن بطش ربك لشديد إنه هو يبدئ ويعيد وهو الغفور الودود ذو العرش المجيد فعال لما يريد هل أتاك حديث الجنود فرعون وثمود بل الذين كفروا في تكذيب والله من ورائهم محيط بل هو قرآن مجيد في لوح محفوظ صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله. الله سبحانه وتعالى accept وعظيم تك big step, alhamdulillah, lots of courage, and he's following, of course, also in the footsteps of his brothers. Can we see a trend here? He's following the footsteps of his brother is Sa'im Muhammad, was in our maktab, and alhamdulillah had completed at Rochdale Boys School, who we are doing a collection for. And my respected elders and brothers, I normally don't talk on behalf of any charity, or for that matter, on behalf, I don't speak on behalf of them, but, and I'm not speaking on behalf of anyone now too, but really, if we want to, inshallah, grow our area and in fact give our resources towards locally, as well as whilst we are helping internationally, then my respected elders and brothers, these are the institutes actually to give towards. Really, we've seen it with our own eyes and we've been there present ourselves, the development of the pupils that take place there, the development and the progress in terms of their akhlaq and the inner akhlaq and as well as the outer comportment, my respected elders and brothers, is very hard to see anywhere else. It was also testified by even Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Mutala Sahib, Rahmatullahi Ali. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the efforts of all those behind and accept the efforts of the teachers and the management and the trustees and all that. So inshallah, let's try and take this. This is an initiative. They are, alhamdulillah, they are there. They don't need our money, really speaking. But we need it. We need it for the sustainment of our and for the maintenance of deen in our locality. So inshallah, in whichever way we can help, of course, most importantly through our du'as, and then financially, inshallah, let us try and help. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept one in all, inshallah. Next, inshallah, we'll be calling upon Muhammad Kabir. Now, Muhammad is somebody who has always got a ready smile. And so therefore we can say the dua to him at all times, Adhakallahu sinnak. Muhammad is the son of our Sheikh Ammar. Is Sheikh Ammar here? Sheikh Ammar, mashallah. And Sheikh Ammar, can I tell them a secret? Then it won't remain a secret. But I'll just tell them a secret. Okay, just a secret. Sheikh Ammar, alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him, is also busy with his hifz, alhamdulillah. And I think he's going to outdo Muhammad. He's going to finish before Muhammad. Sheikh Ammar, mashallah, has got an amazing memory prowess. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the entire family. always here in the masjid, all the brothers, Raseen also, Saidu also, and Sheikh Ammar always, alhamdulillah, and Muhammad always in the masjid. May Allah Ta'ala always keep them as people of the masjid, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept Muhammad Kabir. May Allah ta'ala always keep him smiling and allow him to reach completion inshallah as soon. Alhamdulillah. Next inshallah we'll call upon Zaid Nadim. Alhamdulillah, also a very familiar face in the masjid. And Zaid is the student of Qari Sadiq. And Muhammad Kabir is the student of Hafiz Hassan.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لكن الذين اتقوا ربهم لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها نزلا من عند الله وما عند الله خير للأبرار وإن من أهل الكتاب لمن يؤمن بالله وما أنزل إليكم وما أنزل إليهم خاشعين لله لا يشترون بآيات الله ثمنا قليلا أولئك لهم أجرهم عند ربهم إن الله سريع الحساب يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, beautiful. That was the last few verses of Surah Ali Imran. InshaAllah, next we'll call upon Ali Alam.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتعز وتعز ملك من تشاء ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير تولج الليل في النهار وتولج النهار في الليل وتخرج الحي من الميت وتخرج الميت من الحي وترزق من تشاء بغير حساب صدق الله العظيم.
Beautiful, alhamdulillah. Lots of courage were expected, and his brothers, plus he's selected a difficult part also. Nonetheless, these verses are so poignant. A person who recites these verses and they are in debt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow them, will make it easy for them to have their debt remitted, inshallah. Next, inshallah, we'll call upon Umar Zawq, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ثم أفيضوا من حيث أفاض الناس واستغفروا الله إن الله غفور رحيم فإذا قضيتم مناسككم فاذكروا الله كذكركم آباءكم أو أشد ذكرا فمن الناس من يقول ربنا آتنا في الدنيا وما له في الآخرة من خلاق ومنهم من يقول ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار أولئك لهم نصيب مما كسبوا والله سريع الحساب صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Umar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept, inshallah. So Umar also, and as well as Hamza, both brothers, inshallah, we listen to Hamza also soon. Both of them, alhamdulillah, both of them are part of the Hifz program, and they are the students of our Hafiz Hassan, inshallah. Next, we'll call upon Abdul Samad. Is Abdul Samad here? Abdul Samad, actually his mom, she didn't want him to come out late. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept him also, mashallah. Very bright student. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept him. He's in the class of Hafiz Hassan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. Next, inshallah, we'll call upon Faizan Chaudhary.
الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قالوا ادع لنا ربك يبين لنا ما هي قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة لا فارض ولا بكر عوان بين ذلك فافعلوا ما تؤمرون قالوا ادع لنا ربك يبين لنا ما لونها قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة صفراء فاقع لونها تسر الناظرين قالوا ادع لنا ربك يبين لنا ما هي إن البقرة تشابه علينا وإنا إن شاء الله لمهتدون قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة لا ذلول تثير الأرض ولا تسقي الحرث مسلمة لا شية فيها قالوا الآن جئت بالحق فذبحوها وما كادوا يفعلون صدق الله العظيم.
Except mashallah. Faizan also, alhamdulillah, following in the footsteps of his brother Ridwan, who is at the moment performing Taraweeh at our center, Ashfield Road Musalla, alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. And Ridwan is also part of the Ahlul Quran initiative. Next, inshallah, we'll call upon Sayyid Ahsan, inshallah. Sayyid Ahsan is from Maulana Hazrat Maulana Shamsul Islam's class.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سيقول السفهاء من الناس ما ولاهم عن قبلتهم التي كانوا عليها قل لله المشرق والمغرب يهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم وكذلك جعلناكم أمة وسطا لتكونوا شهداء على الناس ويكون الرسول عليكم شهيدا وما جعلنا القبلة التي كنت عليها إلا لنعلم من يتبع الرسل ممن ينقلب على عقبيه وإن كانت لكبيرة إلا على الذين هدى الله وما كان الله ليضيع إيمانكم إلا الله بالناس لرؤوف رحيم صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله Ahsan, that's absolutely beautiful. Ahsan is a mashallah good nasheed artist. Sings a sick nasheed on the parents. Alhamdulillah, really good nasheed, alhamdulillah. Next inshallah we'll call upon Umar Farooq. And Umar Farooq is from Hafid Suhail's class. And Umar Farooq is the elder brother of Hassan Farooq who read last week. Brothers, you can just catch the trend.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك هم العادون والذين هم لأماناتهم وأهلهم راعون والذين هم على صلواتهم يحافظون أولئك هم الوارثون الذين يرثون الفردوس هم فيها خالدون صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept Umar Farooq. He has completed 19 juz and he is in year 11. And alhamdulillah, still prodding on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Except, tried, made lots of effort in the beginning, struggled a bit, but then once he got onto his way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him, Allah made it easy for him, alhamdulillah. So it's an inspiration for those who are in year 11 also, alhamdulillah. And I'll just tell you something else of Umar Farooq. One day I came here in the afternoon, he had a friend of his. He brought a friend of his. This friend observed his life, Umar Farooq's life, and may Allah Ta'ala protect him and keep him under his merciful gaze. He observed Umar Farooq's life and he wanted to embrace Islam. And he came here and we spoke to him and asked him that he needs to get permission from his parents or he needs to speak to his parents or keep them in the loop. But nonetheless, he had that kind of a tremendous effect upon him. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. Next, inshallah, we'll call upon Hamza Zawq. And Hamza is earlier Umar read. This is Umar's elder brother, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هل أتى على الإنسان حين من الدهر لم يكن شيئا مذكورا إنا خلقنا الإنسان من نطفة أمشاج نبتليه فجعلناه سميعا بصيرا إنا هديناه السبيل إما شاكرا وإما كفورا إنا أعتدنا للكافرين سلاسل وأغلالا وسعيرا إن الأبرار يشربون من كأس كان مزاجها كافورا عينا يشرب بها عباد الله يفجرونها تفجيرا يوفون بالنذر ويخافون يوما كان شره مستطيرا صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept inshallah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them a sadaqah jariyah for our late Haji Zawq Sahib inshallah. This is Haji Zawq Sahib's grandchildren. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them a sadaqah jariyah for them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept them. My respected elders and brothers, it requires a lot of nerves of steel to come and sit here and read. And then you got Hafid Hassan looking at you. It's almost like those, because this is his student. You know, like how when they have the baseball matches and you get the person behind, he puts their fingers, throw a Yorker now, right? And so the person who's reading, he looks up and Hafid Hassan says, no, you got to read that raw better. And so they repeat. So Hafiz Hassan is terrorizing them, not me, Hafiz Hassan. No, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward Hafiz Hassan and the rest of our teachers, mashallah, who do an excellent job. Next, inshallah, we'll call upon Abdul Rahim. Also a very familiar face here, alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. Brother also is becoming Hafiz online. And they do a tremendous amount of khidmah in the masjid, alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس كلوا مما في الأرض حلالا طيبا ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين إنما يأمركم بالسوء والفحشاء وأن تقولوا على الله ما لا تعلمون وإذا قيل لهم اتبعوا ما أنزل الله قالوا بل نتبع ما ألفينا عليه آباءنا أولو كان آباؤهم لا يعقلون شيئا ولا يهتدون ومثل الذين كفروا كمثل الذي ينعق بما لا يسمع إلا دعاء ونداء صم بكم عمي فهم لا يعقلون صدق الله العظيم.
Beautiful. Inshallah. Next, my respected Aziz and brothers, we'll call upon Zakaria Salam. And Zakaria Salam is the brother of Ibrahim Salam, who did last week. This is the elder brother, inshallah. So, alhamdulillah, we can see the trend continue. Zakaria is almost on the cusp of completion, inshallah. And Zakaria is the student of Hafidh Suhail Sahib.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يقنت منكن لله ورسوله وتعمل صالحا نؤتها أجرها مرتين أجرها مرتين وأعتدنا لها رزقا كريما يا نساء النبي لستن كأحد من النساء إن اتقيتن فلا تخضعن بالقول فيطمع الذي في قلبه مرض وقلن قولا معروفا وقرن في بيوتكن ولا تبرجن تبرج الجاهلية الأولى وأقمن الصلاة وآتين الزكاة وأطعن الله ورسوله إنما يريد الله ليذهب عنكم الرجس أهل البيت ويطهركم تطهيرا واذكرن ما يتلى في بيوتكن من آيات الله والحكمة إن الله كان لطيفا خبيرا صدق الله العظيم.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept, mashaAllah. Zakaria, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept, inshaAllah. Next, my respected Aliza brothers, we have Zakir Aslam, inshaAllah. Zakir Aslam, Allah ta'ala accept him and Allah accept his brother to follow in his path, inshaAllah. Usaid to inshaAllah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد إن الذين كفروا لن تغني عنهم أموالهم ولا أولادهم من الله شيئا وأولئك هم وقود النار كدأب آل فرعون والذين من قبلهم كذبوا بآياتنا فأخذهم الله بذنوبهم والله شديد العقاب قل للذين كفروا ستغلبون وتحشرون إلى جهنم وبئس المهاد صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله الله accept. Brothers, we've come to the end, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept Zakir and accept all our other disciples too. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the parents too. I'm just going to mention to you, there is a person by the name, or a woman, She was known as Nawar bint Malik. Nawar bint Malik. Anybody knows who she is? Or whose mother was she? Difficult question. Alright. I'll tell you whose mother she was. Nawar bint Malik, before I tell you whose mother she was, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated to Medina Munawwara, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam settled at the house of Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu anhu, she was the first person to send food to the house of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she sent this dish which was made of, cream, and it also had bread in it, and probably it was like a sweet dish. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for who it is, and she sent her son. Her son brought it, and her son said, "My mother has sent it for yourselves and for everybody else who has come with you." And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua. And my respected elders and brothers, the barakah and the benefit of that dua is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed her with a son who is known as Afraduhum, the one who knew the laws with regard to succession, with regard to the laws of inheritance, which are such a complex set of laws. He knew it the best, and he is known as Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu. And actually, another thing which we give him tribute for is that he was the project manager, or not project manager, he was the main protagonist or the main person behind the compilation of the Quran. After Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world, then this project was taken up by Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, who made Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu the project manager, and the main person who put in all the elbow grease and who put in all the effort was Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu. One offering that his